All right, so here we are on the Wednesday evening, the 24th of February 2021, live over the internet through BBS Radio. We appreciate BBS for making this possible for us. Questions and answers with the Elohim and Ra group. If you do have a question, you can submit it per email, questions@intelligence-infinity.com. And I welcome the next caller, as this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. I welcome the caller. If you want to, feel free to say your name and location.
Hi, it's Bonnie in California.
And welcome, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. Hello.
And I repeat your email address one more time, questions@intelligent-infinity.com. All right, it is our wonderful sister Terry Brown in Sedona, Arizona, who has the capacity to bring through voices from higher realms, the Elohim group, and also the Ra group. And it is Win Free who is organizing all of this and is the questioner. He asks the questions live during the show here tonight. And we've had amazing questions with amazing answers. And there's a big archive on thespiritchannel.net. Thespiritchannel.net. Welcome to the next caller. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Welcome, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Hello. Hi.
Good to have you here, Terry.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here, and welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Jennifer from Greensburg. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Terry.
Thank you. Nevada.
Welcome, Terry.
Hello.
Whom else?
Hi.
Say your name and location.
Hi,
Win.
Dharmananda. Welcome, Win.
Dharmananda. Hi.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hi, everybody.
Dharmananda, how are you liking your PEMF pad?
I love it.
Oh, you don't have one.
My PEMF, what? Pad?
Yeah. Didn't you get one? I thought you got one.
I've had one for years, yeah.
A PEMF?
Yeah, the Earth Pulse. That's what I sell.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I told you guys about it before, and you were going to email them the link. Remember?
Say that again.
I talked to you about it before a few weeks ago, and I
remember I thought you had just gotten it, you know?
No, I've had it for years, and I've been selling online.
SleepTheHeal.com,
you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you like it? Did you get a lot of benefit from it?
Yeah, it really helps me sleep better, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And supposedly.
Welcome to the conference call. Please share name and location.
Hi, it's Shirley from Ohio.
Is it Shirley?
Yes.
Yes, I can barely hear you. Welcome, Shirley.
Thank you.
Shirley, is your energy low today?
Yes.
So is your phone.
Let's send Shirley some love. Come on, right now.
We love you, Shirley.
Thank you.
Hey, Shirley.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, everybody.
Jane, why don't you send us all some love right now?
I could do that.
Okay, I'm getting it.
An unconditional love bubble.
So when did you go to the site and look at that?
Welcome to the next floor. Appreciate the location.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, Robin. Welcome, honey.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Robin.
And the next caller, welcome. Feel free to say name and location.
Yeah, positive greetings from Sedona. Hi.
Welcome, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Yeah.
Hey, Raiden.
Hi,
So when I can send the email again, you can send it to all the members here. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Okay. You got it. Somebody's shoveling stuff around, I guess. Let me see.
Somebody's shoveling snow.
It's me.
It's me. Hey, me.
When?
Shuffling papers.
Welcome. This is the next participant. Feel free to say your name and location.
Yeah, hi. It's Lauren from Forks, Washington.
Welcome, Lauren. Mm-hmm.
Where's your friend from the east?
Thinking about
east of, it. East of Forks.
You don't enjoy, do you?
I don't know. I think she'll be here shortly.
Uh-huh. I'm sure she will. Yes, I was talking about Joy. She's a little late getting on tonight. Hope she's okay.
We'll forgive her.
Yeah, she had a bunch of things to do today. I know.
She had what?
A bunch of things to do.
Yeah.
So did I, and I was out all the way out to the car, and then somebody hit me in the head with a baseball bat and said, "Hey, it's Wednesday night, and it's 5-7, 5-6. So I turned around and came back. Had my little computer under my arm. I headed for the guy that hopefully will fix it. I lost all the effort. I can't get any input from the keyboard anymore.
So, on the couch.
Hey, Wynn.
What?
Hey, Wynn.
What?
Guess what's on? Hitsville, The Making of Motown.
Oh.
Okay. What's it on?
It's on studio. It's actually on several different channels.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, so how do you spell your name?
G-I-G-S.
G-I-G-S?
George Isaac Jack Simon.
G-I-J-S, right?
Right.
Oh, I thought it was J-I-J-S. Okay.
Lots of noise.
Okay.
That's Wynn doing dishes.
It's Wynn getting out of his car. You know, I love it, the fact that now I really always feel when I start the calls late, I'm screwing up, because everyone is saying, come on, Wynn, start.
Well, it's 6:10.
There's the screen door shutting.
He's late for your own show. Oh, boy.
Hey, Robin, thank you for fixing up the Spirit Channel.
Oh, sure. No problem.
For all the listeners online to VBS Radio, good evening to you and welcome to this episode of Questions and Answers with
Are you awake, Terry?
And as usual, you can submit your question through email to questions@intelligence-infinity.com. We had another caller join in here on the conference call. Please say your name and location. But of course, only if you would like to do so, we welcome you. I'm going to turn the things off. And at the same time, I'm going to submit my question.
You're going to submit your question?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, like Wynn has mentioned many times, this is such a great opportunity. I'm barely getting to it myself. I'm sometimes hitting myself for the head because this is such a great opportunity to ask important questions that can be, you know, can be of very big value to ourselves with the answers from the other side of the veil through the Elohim group and the Ra group. And I also want to mention that right after this show at 7 p.m. Pacific, we will go over to our Whole Planet Healing conference call, only accessible by phone. We do that 7 days a week, all the time at 7 p.m. Pacific. We gather on the phone line. We get an introduction by one of the volunteers. Another volunteer reads the invocation to invoke a protective energy. Then we have another volunteer who reads an excerpt of past channeled materials. The next volunteer goes over the current state of our planet in relation to the earthquakes and the volcanoes. Then we open up all the phone lines where all of you have the opportunity to put your own issues on a global level that you come to your mind into the energy field. After that, we close all the phone lines, we mute all the phone lines, and then Wynn goes over his common around the world of issues that are important to put our attention to and to ask for help for the highest good of all. The phone number to participate is 712-770-4340, and the access code is 250-513-pound, and you can find this information also at the website wholeplanethealing.com. I thank everyone for being here. And particularly Wynn and Terry for the lots of energy they are displaying toward us, toward the highest good of all. And Wynn, when you're ready.
Just about.
Good. Terry, are you in a good shape?
Yeah.
Great. Yes. You're feeling good?
And
I'm good.
All right.
Is Jennifer here?
She's muted currently. I know she's here.
I'm here. I'm sorry. I was muted.
Did you send the question in, Jennifer?
I sent it. Yeah, I sent it in the JOT form. I don't know if that's a different
JOT
account. When it comes up, you fill in the form.
That's for Sunday, normally.
Oh, okay. That's for Sunday. Okay, I'll send it now.
Well, wait a second. I can access it, all right?
Oh. Welcome, Joy.
Hi.
Hi, Joy.
Hello.
Are you okay, Joy?
No worries, you were late.
Do you feel joyful?
Well, more so now. Thank you.
Good.
Lauren just texted me and said, "Where are you?" And I said I was trying to figure out what to say for the 7 o'clock intro.
I know, we have homework now.
So I'm a bit of the deer in the headlights right now.
You're doing a good job, too.
You know what? You're not tough enough, Jennifer.
Yes. What did she say?
I said you're not tough enough.
Oh no, I know. I know. I've always been squishy. Soft.
Yeah. But I'll bet you're a great mother.
I hope I was. I mothered two of my own and three stepchildren.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, you didn't have children yourself?
No, I had two of my own. And I married a man with three.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Actually, okay. I had one, and I married a man with three, and we had one of our own. So we had yours, mine, and ours.
That sounds like me.
Did you do that, too?
I had two, and she had four, and then we had two.
Oh, gosh, Cecil, you're even crazier than I am.
So we had six when we were married, and lost two and gained two.
Oh, my heavens.
It's been kind of a crazy ride.
Mm-hmm.
People ask me how many children I have. I say six or eight.
One of those.
Depending on how you count.
I'm ready, guys.
All right. So here we go. The things are off. And today it is the 24th of February.
Muted. The recording has started.
This is February 24th, 2021, Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And we welcome you to our Wednesday call, which is Questions to the Elohim and the Ra Group. And welcome to everybody on BBS, if there's anyone listening. And let me see here. Terry, let's see if we hear you. Terry?
Hello. Hello?
I hear you.
Yeah, I've got the headset on that you paired for me.
You do. It's working okay, right?
Yeah, it's good.
All right, good. Good work. Let me just see here. So what we do on this call, it's a co-creative call with very wise and powerful sources on the other side who have come in to this realm to help us grow, to help us evolve. And they don't just answer questions. They bring their energy to the call. And they look at people who are on the call. So comb your hair. I'm kidding. They have the ability to look at you in spirit and see your conflicts and see your talents. And if you ask questions about it, you'll get a very wise view on yourself. And oftentimes, little tips that you can apply to your life to make something shift. And my partner, Terry Brown, is the voice for these interdimensional beings. And they're going to speak through her. And we're going to start out with an invocation to bring the energy in and protect the energy on this line. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on the line, everyone on VBS, and even everybody that listens to the replays. We see the energy flowing from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. Give us a moment. This is Ra'ad. We are an aspect of the Elohim group and an aspect of the Ra group. Each group is a group of individual beings that have formed together seamlessly, much like your DNA works, to be able to sense and grasp your questions, and wherever we can to assist, then we have aspects of our group that move in seamlessly to respond to the question. If we ever say anything that doesn't make total sense to you, disregard it. Only take information you can use and that makes sense. Anything else is not applicable for you at that time. We come directly to you. We don't come through the telephone line. We don't come through the computer. We come directly to you. So, that being said, we are coming to you a little bit in advance of when the voice comes through. Do you have questions?
Yes. This is a question from me. Sometimes I think of things with the postulate that I am the center of the universe and nothing is far away. In fact, distance is an illusion. So I am in the middle of all the dimensions, the Elohim, the Ra, and the one infinite creator. And there's no separation. And is this an accurate way of looking at things?
You're perceiving things from your focus, from your center. And so what you are perceiving may have some distortion as it relates to another person, or you might not see it exactly the same. So you have the ability, however, to be able to see stuff from your viewpoint or to refocus and see things from another's viewpoint. It is all very flexible.
Thank you. And sometimes I see things through both viewpoints simultaneously. Yes?
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay, here is a question from Bonnie in Corona, California. Several years ago, I asked about a recurring childhood dream about an invisible craft that operated with the mind. I learned that with the mind, her mind.
Yes. Yes. This is how typical spaceships operate. They are in sync with the person's mind, so the person's mind can direct and operate the craft. It takes special training to be able to be in sync and operate such craft.
Is that an advanced use of AI to be able to create a craft that operates that way?
AI does have some it can be built in and have bearing on it so that it would operate in sync, much like a mechanical operation would be in sync with the automobile or the machine. However, the training of the individual would be able to, it would be so sensitive, the individual would be able to think in a certain direction to make it go in that direction. It is a very responsive craft.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. This is a question from Jennifer in Pennsylvania. I have been having digestive issues for some time, and I've tried numerous things for relief. Is there any guidance the Elohim can give me to help alleviate nausea and stomach discomfort? Thank you, Elohim, Terry, and Lynn.
Thank you. There are various preparations of prebiotics and probiotics that can have foster beneficial bacteria in the intestinal tract, which can help digestion. Also, one needs to have a proper pH in the body, which would be alkaline. However, the stomach would need to have hydrochloric acid generated in the stomach to be able to digest the food that you take in. And there can be various preparations that would enhance this hydrochloric acid. Preparations change the pH of the stomach to make it more alkaline would not be in the interest of having an acidic stomach that could then work on digesting the food. Doing some study of how these areas work and what is needed in the digestive process can also help. There can be other imbalances. We take a look. Give us a moment. Having a relaxed area at mealtime to be able to have a good environment so you can relax and digest your food. Also, making sure that you have enough hydration during the daytime so that your system can use it for full operation of the body. Also, making sure that you have some omega oils can also help to enhance the operation of the body. Relaxation and a time set aside for eating and digesting the food can be very helpful rather than rushing on to the next task. Making sure that you have a good bowel movement and you're making noise in the phone. Lynn? Hello? Making sure that you... Hello?
I was having me muted. Go ahead.
Yes?
Hello?
Hello.
Oh.
When you have a good balance, you should be able to have a good bowel movement each day. But relaxing and allowing time for your food to digest, giving that time to your body can help. Try this more and then let us know how it is going.
Thank you. What does it mean to live by the law of one? And I'm putting that question in.
Yes. If one respects the aspects, the nature, the true nature of all, and realizes that at the basis, each is an aspect of God, and recognizes that and respects the will of others, and they respect yours, so that you have an equality and the ability of the energy to move back and forth between people, and have the we search for certain words. We have the respect between individuals and groups, and to have a balanced working relationship, but always recognizing the other willpower, but not allowing anyone to take advantage of you or yours unjustly, respecting the life force. In other words, operating within the Christ consciousness in harmony, and respecting one another, realizing that there is a law of karma, that if one is negative towards the other and takes advantage, that this will be a good operating basis, so one does not find karma suddenly advancing, moving in against one, respecting life and other consciousness is the law of one in action.
Thank you. Next question. And this is from, just a moment, from Hives. And the question is, just a moment, and this is a big one. How does the metaphysical universe work? Can you compare its consciousness with the consciousness of Mother Earth? Can you share how... I'll stop right there and answer that part of it.
Mother Earth has a particular focus which encompasses all of the beings and all of the systems and all of the consciousnesses. They are operational within the Earth sphere. You have the universal consciousness of all of those aspects of the Earth plane or the ethereal plane, the spiritual planes you take into account in respect to you and your life and your friends and their life and the consensus reality. So this would be a series of interacting hologramic inputs. It would result in your life. And it would be included in the sphere of inputs of all of Earth and all that Mother Earth encompasses.
Thank you. And the next part of his question is, can you share how we humans can most effectively work with the consciousness of the universe for the highest good of all concerned?
You, within your hologramic bubble, within that, to make, as you are doing, things operate better, much like that when you repair some circuitry in a house, you are working to have it to work very good with the electric grid. So you, within your own sphere of influence, within your family, within your interactions with each individual friend or family member, you work to, for the best of your ability, to train others to integrate your own life and all of the aspects of your own life with their lives and teach as best you can to set them on their path. And with then coordinating with the higher realms, you work within that sphere as you see it, then to also, as you are doing, to reach out to the other outer hologramic influences and to send up light as you do on this call, and to interact in the most harmonious way possible and to enhance your growth and others' growth. And so you then learn how to more seamlessly, as time goes by, operate in the bigger overall picture of all that is, and then even into the reincarnational cycle.
Thank you. And we have a question from Debbie. And
Debbie?
Yes. Debbie in Costa Mesa.
Yes.
Can different souls inhabit a body to experience life at different times throughout a human lifetime?
The answer is yes. There can be shared experience, or there can be the phenomena of one individual walking out of the body or seeking to end that experience and move on to a different experience, and then perhaps another being walking into the body and taking its place for its experience, that would be a walk-in, if that would happen. That has not happened so often, but it does then happen.
Do they have to negotiate with each other to allow that to occur?
Not necessarily. For instance, we point out the situation of one girl who was at a concert and passed out and became unconscious and was taken to the hospital because she decided that she just it was all too much for her. She was in overwhelm. And so she was in the hospital, but she was refusing to take over operation of the body, but was just sitting around. And the machines kept her life support. Then she was in that situation, and it was staying the same for a few years. Then another spirit came in, saw that opportunity, and took over and became a shared reality with the one girl that was refusing to take control of the reins. And the girl that took over brought the body to consciousness. Set the body up in the hospital bed, disconnected it from all the machines, walked in the hospital gown out of the hospital across the town of London and into a Chinese hospital. The Chinese hospital staff looked at it and called up the first hospital and said, "We have a patient of yours here. We want to work with her." And they worked with her until she was operational. Now, both souls were present in the body. The new soul then began life experience as the girl, and every now and then, the first girl would open up her consciousness and say hello. The second girl who had taken over, it would say, "Well, do you want the reins back?" And the first girl would say, "No, this is too overwhelming. You just go ahead." And they shared consciousness with the first girl popping up every now and then and just checking in. So that is a possibility that type of thing or all different sorts of this combinations could happen.
Mm-hmm. Now, when that happens, do they all access? They're all accessing the same brain. They all access the same memories. Is that true?
Yes. But they might access different memories. For instance, the first girl would have more of a memory of what happened before she became unconscious. The second girl would have more of a memory of what she was doing before. It would probably be more unconscious, but she would carry within her the memory of what she was doing before she took over that body.
And when the body dies, and both souls are on the other side, how does that impact their memories?
Each would have its own memory of what had happened from their own viewpoint. However, it would probably be subconscious as they moved on to different experiences, either together or alone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. because it becomes a mystery of, like, normally a soul, when somebody dies, the soul will have memory of what happened in that lifetime. Yes?
It would be relegated usually to a more subconscious aspect, however, it could be recalled later.
Mm-hmm. Does the soul have access to other lifetime memories as well?
Yes, they do. However, it may be in order to access it, they would have to be able to get the gist of how to do that. Most likely, as they started to have memories of past lives, it could be said, oh, this is just an imagining in my mind. They might have certain memory every time. For instance, if they had a really red car, a red car that they really liked, and every time in the future life, every time they would see a red car, they might go, oh, I like a red car, but they might not realize the connection to the past at that time.
I see. And in the evolutionary path of the soul from lifetime to lifetime, there is the total memory of all the lifetimes somewhere there, correct?
Yes, it would be. It could change. It is possible that they could, by going back and looking at an incident in the past that wasn't too pleasant, and then they could change the memory if they worked with it in certain ways, let's say that they had an unpleasant incident, and so every time that they would have a situation, like every time they'd go past the corner of 3rd and Main where they had had an accident in the past, they might feel bad. As time went by and nothing happened, that it could be that, or let's say they remembered it and then they could let it go, and then they changed their feeling about that corner.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Elohim and Ra groups can look at us and see the whole entire track, I would assume.
We also have the same thing. As we look at you, we don't just see your whole track. We can see energy, your energy hologram, and then we can see how it is in the current situation, which then would be made up of the resultant of all of the past inputs too, and then this could be zeroed in on and looked at and isolated out.
Mm-hmm. Now, do the Elohim and Ra have the same abilities in those areas, or are there differences?
The Ra group would have a tendency to pick up more of the frequencies of the track and the impetus of how that affected the track because of their history in operation in the third density with those different frequencies. We would look at it more from the higher frequencies and miss some of the lower nuances.
The Elohim was the latter, correct?
Yeah, we as Elohim might we would pick up the frequencies that we were looking through to redisplay the images. We may pick up more of the higher frequencies in their effect, and we would pick up what we were focused on.
I see. Thank you. Thank you very much. We're going to bring this call to an end, and I thank you so much for being with us and answering our questions. And anything else you'd like to share?
It is our honor to be able to have the two-way communication with you and your group. And you might say, well, you know, I didn't say anything on this call. However, you have been giving your input as it has gone on, each and every one of you. Thank you.
And let's unmute everybody, guys. And we'll move.
Unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Elohim.
Thank you all. Love you.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
And for those still listening in online through BBS Radio, we go over now to our daily Whole Planet Healing conference call. Feel free to join in by calling 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pound. You can find this phone number also at the website wholeplanethealing.com. 7 days a week at 7 p.m. Pacific. Namaste.